listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea with you here today. Not sure what to get your favorite Browns fan? Well, guess what? Shop.clevelandbrowns.com, the official online pro shop of the Browns, has the best selection of merchandise for fans of all ages with over 2,000 items in stock. Visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com today. Wow. Tough. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff there from KJ.
Hump day with KJ. Still recovering. Sorry.
Yes, it is tough to recover. Let's bring in our man Jason Gibbs as we open up the mailbag right now.
All right, guys. First question up from James Golombowski, Gazoon Tech. Wondering if the tight end coach, Coach Angelico, interviewing for the OC would keep the zone blocking scheme. Thoughts, guys?
I don't know if he will. He came from Tampa the year before that, so I don't think that he's necessarily a zone blocking scheme disciple. I think it's an interesting one that he's getting that opportunity. It means he obviously made an impression on the other coaches and certainly Mike Pettine.
Yeah, and for me, just to talk tight ends really quickly, I think that the zone blocking scheme is, in my eyes, much better for a tight end from a blocking standpoint because you've got to block a half a man. And I think if you go back to that power running style, it'd be man on man. So you'd have to have Jordan Cameron, Jim Dre, or Gary Barnage, you know, blocking a guy head up as opposed to working together as like one cohesive unit to create that you know, that zone scheme and that one cut lane that we saw Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West hit this year.
Next question up from Jay Calabrese: what is being done to improve special teams for next year?
Well, I think in terms of coverage, the Browns were actually very, very good. It's just going to be about the return game, and something's going to have to be done there. Now, special teams, as you know, typically made up of the bottom of your roster or the bottom quarter of your roster, unless you're a superstar like Matt Wilhelm, who just does it all. But the Browns had guys like Chris Kirksey, Craig Robertson started and played special teams, so it happens. But I think coverage-wise, they were good. I think they need to work on their returns. I think their returns were suspect, and I think that's clear, plain as day, that needs to be a priority. How you set up the returns, who the returner is, the whole mechanism for returning the football effectively needs to be worked on.
I think when it comes to special teams for me, having been a special teams player for half of my career and, of course, a contributor on defense the other half, a lot of it comes from and Coach Tabor, you know, being here in Cleveland, having been here a while, you know, you hope that maybe he reaches out to other coaches or watches the college game and looks at some, you know, some fresh ideas to come back with something, you know, fun and exciting, you know, for the guys that are part of the special teams. But then I think also, too, where a lot of this question stems from, as we hear and we heard all season long, is the return game. We just like more of a definitive plan in regards to who our returner is instead of that rotation of guys that seem to not do good enough or let us down by fumbling the football or making bad decisions, bringing it out so deep in the end zone or fair catching the ball on the four, whatever it might be. Determine who that guy is, and that's what this offseason will do. You know, March and the workouts, guys will start, you know, fielding balls off the jugs, you know, not with the coaches, but by the coach's request, and then through mini camps, OTAs. Like, let's rep one or two guys and define that guy if he's on this roster or we get him as a young player through the draft.
From Johnny, what are the two positions the Browns should try to draft with the two first-round picks this year?
I like that question. For me, I want a wide receiver and I want a defensive lineman.
I like that. I knew you were going to go wide receiver. I concur with one of those picks at wide receiver. And I think also, too, as the draft is, you know, later in the offseason, a lot of it has to do with what we do with Jordan Cameron. Does he come back and re-sign with the Cleveland Browns? Because if he does not, tight end immediately becomes an issue of somewhere we have to get a pass catcher for whoever is the quarterback. And I think whoever the offensive coordinator is going to be is going to want a solid football player at tight end, you know, young, fresh legs, able to stretch a defense. And there's guys out there in this draft and potentially, you know, maybe at 19, not so much 12.
One final one here. And again, we'll do more of these coming up in about an hour. You can tweet at us, Browns_daily. Use the hashtag mailbag. With $44 million plus in cap space in 2015, do you think Farmer will add another game changer? That's from Dave.
It's possible. I mean, there certainly are some game changers available this year in the free agent market at all kinds of different positions, from a guy like Ndamukong Suh, who would eat up a lot of that $44 million, that's for sure. He would be out there. There are wide receivers that are certainly available that are big-name guys. You just don't know who's going to necessarily hit the market just yet. because you got to think Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, they'll be franchised. You know, Randall Cobb could be locked up in Green Bay as well, though they just made a big investment in Jordy Nelson. So there are some good big names out there for you. It's just going to be a matter of who is available ultimately when it comes down to it. Probably the biggest game changer available, though, on defense is Ndamukong Suh. I don't think it's really close in terms of who can make the biggest impact for you there. I just don't know if he's going to actually ever get the opportunity to be available, truly available.
Yeah, and moving forward for me, I like, as we talked about Ray Farmer and what he did, I love the fact that Ray went out and was strategic in the draft. And yes, we know the first-round picks didn't pan out as of yet, but he hit on many other rounds in this draft and strategically added through free agency. And that is something that you can see a team that I was a part of in Green Bay. They built through the draft with youth, with the most gentlemen on the roster who were drafted originally by the Green Bay Packers. And then you see them, you know, making some additions in Julius Peppers and guys like that to the roster to bolster them in spots that they need help.
All right, that'll wrap up our first hour here on Inside the Cleveland Browns. When we come back, we'll be joined by ClevelandBrowns.com senior staff writer Andrew Gribble, who will respond to the physical challenge laid out to him by Kevin Jones, and he will also address the offensive line position for the Browns, position of strength for the most part, but certainly some issues were exposed when Alex Mack went down. We'll talk about that when we come back here on CBD.